There's no experience like tasting whiskey straight from the barrel. And that's what Barrel Bourbon delivers with every bottle. Learn more at barrelbourbon.com. Welcome back to another Whiskey Quickie. And today we are looking at the Knob Creek limited edition release of their 15-year-old whiskey. Now this one, if you find it in the stores, it comes with some sweet little box that's got a sliding plexiglass on it. It looks really nice. Now, here's some stats on it. So it's bottled at 100 proof. It was released in June of 2020. Age, of course, I already mentioned, 15 years. Coming from a mash bill of 75% corn, 13% rye, 12% malted barley. Now, it also had an SRP of $100.
Gotcha. Love Knob Creek. They're bringing back all the age statements, and you know they're one of the first to remove it, and now they're bringing it back. So
they are bringing it back. You know, and there's always a kind of a catch with this too. You know, we talked about it in the podcast before of having a 15-year age-stated release that's limited release, and what that really means in regards to their private barrel selection program, because you can get, you know, 9 to 10, 15-year-old bourbons at almost like a half the price.
So right,
we'll kind of see if this kind of lives up to it. So. On the nose, what are you getting?
Man, a lot of dried fruits right off the bat. Some apricot, like just kind of jammy.
Apricot, probably. Yeah, that nailed it right there.
Yeah, it's like an apricot jam you get like on a, not a fig board, but you know.
What's that? I mean, I've also had like the dried ones before. I mean, I kind of get that out of it too, so.
Yep.
All right, so on the taste, where are we at?
Mmm. It's like a...
For me, it's the perfect balance of oak.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not overly tannicky. It's just like just the perfect balance.
Yeah, you get those dried fruits right on the front, mid-palate, some creaminess, some oak on the back end, and then a nice subtle spice that's just kind of slowly building on the back end. It's like balance is like the perfect description of this.
I'd say so. I mean, you know, it's funny coming from somebody who's like, oh yeah, let's go do a Knob Creek barrel pick and 120 proof, and you're like, oh, I'm going to pay more for a 100 proof expression. But
yeah,
this one, I mean, when it says balance, like, I guess there's something to say that you can get a barrel pick and you can put some water into it. But this one is, I think you'd say it really does. It balances out very, very well.
Yep.
So let's go ahead and we'll rate this on the nose. Where you at?
Thumbs up. Love the nose.
And the taste?
Thumbs up. Loved it.
And the finish?
Thumbs up. Loved it. I mean, this is like, hits everything for me.
It really does. It kind of hits all the check boxes.
Yep. So well done.
There we go. Cheers, Jim Beam and Knob Creek. See y'all next week.